Okay, let's get into it. Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Good to be here.
This week, we're digging into the stories that got the most reads over on Artemis.bm for the week ending June 8th, 2025.
Right.
And our mission really is to figure out what's actually moving the needle in cat bonds, ILS, and, you know, reinsurance capital right now.
Yeah, these stories, they give you a pretty good sense of the market's pulse, what people are focused on.
Exactly. It feels like a mix of, well, incredible growth, some interesting deal structures, and one quite surprising piece of news, too.
That definitely sums it up. You see this this real momentum, but also, like you said, reminders of some underlying, well, risks, frankly.
Let's start with that momentum, then. The big picture seems to be just sheer speed, right? The cat bond market in 2025, it's on a record pace.
Oh, absolutely. It's not just, you know, ticking along nicely. Settled issuance has already blown past $15
billion. $15
billion. Already. And here's the kicker. It only needs about, what, $815 million more to actually break the all-time annual record?
Wow. And we're just in June. That's staggering.
It really is. We could be looking at the biggest year ever by quite a margin, potentially. And the overall market size, the outstanding risk.
Yeah.
That's up 15.5% just since the end of last year.
Okay, 15.5%. That's not just background noise. That feels like a real shift.
I think it is. It suggests, you know, a deeper change in how risk capital is being sourced, moving more towards the capital markets.
And you can see that playing out in specific areas.
Definitely. Look at Florida reinsurance, for example. The stories mention how investor appetite for cat bonds is actually driving capacity there and making pricing more competitive.
Right. Investors are keen.
Yeah.
And the big players are using this. Yeah. Like Everest Re.
Exactly. They're back in the market looking for over $450 million. That's for retro cover.
So reinsurance for themselves.
Precisely. Through their Kilimanjaro Re2 bonds, they're doing two series, 4- and 5-year terms. It's a significant chunk of risk transfer.
Shows how much they rely on the capital markets now.
It does. And it's not just these huge public deals either. We also saw reads picking up on private activity.
Like the Koi Rei deal.
Yeah, the $30 million Koi Rei 2025-1 private notes issued for lily pad insurance.
So smaller, more tailored deals are happening too.
Exactly. It shows the flexibility, you know, different tools for different needs. The market's getting broader.
And it's not just reinsurers innovating. What about MGAs? Managing general agents.
That's another key trend highlighted. Gallagher Re pointed this out. MGAs are increasingly using things like sidecars and these ILS partnerships.
Right, structures to bring investor money in directly.
Yeah, basically allowing them to access third-party capital, maybe filling gaps where traditional reinsurers have stepped back a bit. It makes this alternative capital feel much more mainstream, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah.
Less alternative, more integrated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've got capital flows, deal structures, but people make the market move too. There's some news on hires this week.
There was. Always interesting to see where the talent is going. Gallagher Re hired Ben Lyon, big role there, head of capital advisory and CEO of Gallagher Securities UK.
Significant move.
Yeah. And Tangency Capital brought in Allison Wallace for investor relations. Shows the focus on keeping investors happy and informed.
Makes sense with all this growth.
And Aon appointed Andy Marcel as CEO of Global Solutions, kind of bringing different capabilities together.
Okay, but then there was this story that, well, seemed to catch everyone's eye. The most read one, touching on market integrity.
Ah, yes. That was certainly unexpected and important. It involved an accusation against a former manager at China Construction Bank in Hong Kong.
And it relates back to Vest, too.
Allegedly, yes. The accusation is about accepting bribes in cryptocurrency around $470,000 worth.
Wow. And the alleged reason?
To authenticate false letters of credit and, well, collateral documents linked, reportedly, to Vest 2.
Okay, so these are serious accusations, obviously still developing.
Very serious. And it's a stark reminder, isn't it? With all this rapid growth and complex structures, you absolutely need robust controls. Vigilance against fraud is critical.
No kidding. So pulling it all together, we've got this breakneck growth, new ways of doing deals from reinsurers and MGAs, key people moving, and then this quite sobering integrity story.
It paints a picture of a really dynamic market, lots of energy, lots of change.
Full of opportunity, clearly, but also highlighting those fundamental needs for strong oversight and, well, trust.
Exactly. Opportunity and the need for discipline hand in hand.
It certainly seems that way. So thinking about all this, the speed, the structures, the people, the potential pitfalls, maybe the question for you listening is, What's the single biggest challenge, or perhaps the biggest opportunity, facing this market as we head into the second half of 2025? Something to chew on.
A very relevant question indeed.
Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the week's key stories from Artemis.bm.